Hello, everyone. Before we begin, I wanted to add an additional thought to yesterday's devotional. Pastor Barry shared the NIV version of Romans 13 with me, and I thought he had really good things to say. It translates to, "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another." The continuing debt implies that the task to love others is not like a checklist where you do it and then you're done, but it is rather a continuing call for Christians. We are meant to see Christ's love daily in order to spread it to others each day. So with that, let's continue on to Romans chapter 14. Verse 1. "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.' So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in it itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make anyone stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin." Amen. I graduated from a small liberal arts Christian college, and my school was pretty unique in the sense that we had over 40 different denominations represented there. It was a pretty cool place as I got to meet so many people from different denominational backgrounds than myself. Although we believed in the centrality of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our campus sometimes found ourselves on opposite ends of certain topics, and unfortunately these conversations did not always end well. Paul is calling out the Romans for judging one another on secondary issues like what to eat. Some of the Roman Christians were concerned with their dietary restrictions as per the law, while others thought that Christ fulfilled all of those. It was causing judgment and division within the body of Christ. Paul is calling it out and saying, "Hey, we are all equal before God, and all of us will have to give an account of ourselves to him. So who are you to judge?" At the end of the day, as we've seen in the past few chapters, Paul is saying we need to love. Don't allow the judgments to blind you from loving them, and love them well. Don't stumble them. Recently at a AMI East Coast staff prayer meeting, Pastor Sam from Catalyst Church gave us some great advice to be wise and to focus on the things that are important. He gave an example of when he first became a youth pastor many, many years ago. He fought with the youth group all year, telling them that prom was unholy and bad and that they should not go. He was saying that now, looking back, he was like, man, that was just not the right battle to fight, and it caused such unnecessary division. Now, Prami seemed like a small thing to you, but the enemy can use small and big things to bring conflict and division within the body. To name a few, woman preaching, dressing modestly versus being free to wear whatever you want, debates about if we should raise our kids in public schools or homeschools, celebrating secular holidays like Halloween, split thoughts on birth control or whether we are allowed to drink or not. There are so many different topics at hand, and the list goes on and on. I mean, even in the 90s, church people were still fighting about if drums were unholy and should be banned. Sorry to all of our drummers out there. Verse 19 says, "Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification." Now, a caveat, Paul is not endorsing living in sin at all. He is not saying that we should all just live according to what we think is right, and if you see a neighbor disagreeing with your views, that you should just turn a blind eye. No, the rest of scripture makes it clear that we are to help one another out, to live a life apart from sin. That includes lovingly rebuking and calling out one another. What Paul is saying is that we should refrain from judging and condemning other believers who have varying opinions than ourselves. This is outside of the gospel, and to be wise in our behaviors as we want to exercise our freedom in such a way that would not cause another believer to sin or go against his or her own conscience. Let me give an example. When I was in seminary in Singapore, I made friends with so many different backgrounds than my own. One of my friends, he does not believe in the gift of tongues. He thinks it was unique to the Pentecost and that those who prayed in tongues now were kind of brainwashed. I personally completely disagree with the statement and believe that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are active and alive today, and I don't believe that those giftings have ceased. Now, I can judge him and think, how can you think that? Haven't you even read the Bible? And I would be lying if I said I've never thought that before. Or he may even think of me that I'm some crazy hyper-spiritual person and may have had similar thoughts to myself. But for the sake of unity, it's important to agree to disagree, and that's what we did. Whenever we were at the same prayer meetings, I purposely would not pray in tongues near him, specifically because I didn't want to stumble him or distract him from his time of prayer. Another quick example, one of my friends, she believes that in vitro fertilization is essentially taking sovereignty out of God's hands and into man to create life. And as she was sharing with me, she didn't realize that I was actually born from IVF treatment and would not be here today without it. My initial reaction was a frustration as I felt invalidated, but then I remembered the words of Paul in this chapter. I shared with her my story, and we were able to acknowledge one another's viewpoints and have a great conversation. We chose unity over our own being right. Verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval." So, are there any matters in your life that you find yourself focusing more on than the matters of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit? Have you allowed matters of the conscience sway you to judge and be divisive within the body? Perhaps it is with a specific person, or maybe it's a general group of people. Let's take some time today to reflect on these things sober-mindedly and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any ways that we may have wrongly judged our fellow believers. And just like Paul encourages us to love, let's think of ways that we can love those who we disagree with as well. Let's reflect, surrender, and pray. God, I pray for unity over your church. There are so many hot topics and even small ones that can grow and fester to bring judgment, condemnation, and division. Lord, you desire for your church to be united, and I pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us to love one another well, despite our disagreements. May we put the first things first and not lose sight of love. Especially in this Passion Week, I pray that we would come back to the gospel, that you would show us the centrality of the gospel, that despite all the different denominations and different different thoughts that we may have, Lord, that we would be grounded in your gospel message. So thank you, Jesus, and in your name we pray. Amen.